We welcome in Christina Boyer from All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale with us this morning as we talk travel and as we roll into spring now. It seems like now we kind of shift gears on what we're talking about. You know, for so long they were talking about trying to get away from all this cold now, and maybe just planning for, you know, spring break stuff or summer stuff or even planning for next year stuff. And so from the travel industry, you guys kind of shift gears too a little bit, don't you?
We sure do. So we're always planning quite far ahead. You know, I mean, we're still overwhelmed even last week with people trying to get out of here still at spring break. And that happens, and there are always opportunities to do that. But for those who are that, you know, constant planner and always want to know what's up ahead and what's going, we've got to be there for you and be ready for that too.
All right. So, we were talking the other day when we were talking about St. Patrick's Day and stuff and the travel. Where are we at going into the, you know, the spring and the summer season as far as airfares and those kinds of things in general?
I'm right now seeing that flight prices are up. You know, this 2013 was one of the biggest travel years that they have had in a very long time. And now we're already beating records this winter. So, I mean, and we're not just talking about all the canceled flights from the cold either. You know, so we're actually beating capacity. I mean, flights are full. Flights are overbooked. You know, I mean, there are things that, you know, people are always, you know, surprised that the prices are staying high. But, you know, they're selling them. So they're going to continue to do that. It does become baffling at some point when the flight to Florida is as much as a week's cruise.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you start to kind of wonder where things need to shift. But you are seeing things. So it's requiring people to book a little bit farther in advance than what they used to. So you've got to have that done, you know, in the 30, you know, 60, even 90 days in advance is really important.
Yeah. And when you talk to folks, I'm sure you ask them to kind of weigh the options. People might say, well, I'll just drive there then, mm-hmm. if that's the case. But you have to obviously weigh what it's going to cost in gas, you weigh what it's going to cost in hotel rooms, and what it will cost you in time to drive there.
Correct. Yes. So there's a lot of that kind of thing that you have to decide, you know, whether it's going to work out and be able to go for everybody. So always something to keep in mind, and we can help you with that. You know, at All Aboard, we do as little of things as, hey, we just need a hotel in Detroit, or, you know, we feel like going to Frankenmuth this weekend, can you get our hotel? We do all of those kind of things just as much as we do all, you know, some people think we just do groups. We talk a lot about the groups because those are the things that are kind of happening and fun and always going. But, you know, we do things for individuals, for couples, people all over the world. So we can always do anything that you're looking for.
Okay. Well, let's talk about a couple of different, a little further away trips. One to our 50th state as we welcome Hawaii to the show this morning.
You know, we talked a lot about Hawaii last year with the group that I took in July, which was fabulous, and I honestly myself couldn't wait to get back. And we kept hearing from lots of people, when are we going to get a chance to go again? And so Karen from Burnside Senior Center had an opportunity to want to do this too. So we're putting one together and working together again. This is going to be October 2014. It's wonderful. We've got great prices right now for airfare. Everything is already on hold for you, so it'll be very easy to get you set up and ready to go. Staying right down in Waikiki Beach for two nights. Now, some people say, you know, Waikiki is so busy. Why do I want to be in Waikiki? Well, one, when you fly in to do the cruise, you're only there long enough to see the airport, you know, up over to the pier and back. And Waikiki and Honolulu and always has a lot to offer for people. But it will give you that chance to also help with your time change and get things adjusted and be ready to go. You'll be right on that world-famous beach. We'll take a day and do a tour and go see Pearl Harbor, the Arizona Memorial, you know, a little bit of some of that wonderful fun stuff that they do have to offer there. Of course, you'll be transferred over to the cruise ship. And my favorite part about this cruise ship, and it's not because it is the most fanciest, fun, everything going on for me cruise ship, because you got to remember, with 6-hour time changes, you know, you're really enjoying more about the islands than you are always about what's going on in the ship.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to pack and unpack. Your meals are always taken care of for you. But it gives you the most amount of time that a cruise. So for instance, in the Caribbean, you know, you might be there somewhere from 8 to 6. Well, part of these days, you're in Maui for over 2 days. So from 8 a.m. on Sunday morning, clear until 6 p.m. on Monday night. So you have 2 full days to enjoy all that Maui has to offer for you right there. It stops on 2 sides of the Big Island. So you get a chance to do Volcano National Park. You get a chance to go over to Kona. Maybe you want to do the you know, the macadamia nut farms and the Kona plantations, or you want to check out some of that black sand beaches. You've got plenty of time to do that. And then in Kauai, which is one of my favorite islands, You were there from 8 a.m. on a Thursday morning until 2 o'clock on Friday. Now, at first I was like, man, why didn't they give me until 6 here? You know, why didn't I get a few more hours? Because after 2 o'clock, then they cruise you down around the Nepali coast, and you get to see the most breathtaking cliffs coming into the ocean and waterfalls and that beautiful red and green. You know, and Kauai has things to offer that are relaxing if you want to go see the Waimea Canyon and the Wailea River, you know, that are more of a sit and relax and do. But if you are a hands-on adventurist, they have kayaking, they have zip lining, they have mud bugs, which are like these ATVs that take you out and get you super dirty. You know, maybe you're looking for a little bit in between. You can do some of those four-wheel drive vehicles that take you into roads. You know, remember in Kauai, you can't even go all the way around the island on one road. So it's not passable, and lots of cool things to do. So there are so much to see and do there. I actually, when I was there, made a friend, of course. So
I make friends
when I go places, you know. So he is wonderful. He's a tour guide there and picks up some customers. So even for those who I have to send individually, he recently picked up one of my customers, took them to some of the most breathtaking spots that most tourists don't get to, carried his kayak right on the top of the car. They jumped out, did a little sea kayaking when they wanted, went to a beach when they wanted, you know, all those kind of things. So there are some really great things to offer there. And this trip is going to have all of it for you with one great price and be able to get you started. Looking at an inside cabin with your airfare, your tips, your transfers, and your hotel in Maui, you are looking at $34.59 a person. So such a wonderful opportunity for a 9-night vacation that everything at your fingertips.
Wow, that's a great price, isn't it?
It really is. So if you haven't had a chance to go to Hawaii, you know, now is a good time to experience it. The weather is always beautiful. I know we're thinking spring tomorrow. We've been struggling with all of our winter here. They even had kind of some cold mega waves this year due to all that crazy weather. Mm-hmm. So some 50-footers coming in off the Kauai coast. So lots of cool things to do. And if you're looking to do some Hawaii, definitely give us a call and we can set you up with this group.
All right. Now, you mentioned teaming up with the Burnside Center, but you don't have to be a senior citizen to take advantage of this, right?
Absolutely not. Nope, you do not. Anybody can go. We can get rooms for, you know, 3 or 4 if you want to take kids with you. You know, there's lots of people who can do that. If this date does not specifically work for you, the cruise does sail every Saturday. So here at All Aboard, we can get you something very specific that works. If you're thinking, oh, I'd rather do that next winter, or I've got an anniversary coming this summer, what's available for that? We can always do that. But this has given us an opportunity to hold some rates that are going to guarantee you, you know, what those prices are. You only have to pay just a small deposit to hold your space, and then you can pay the rest on it as we go between now and August.
All right, and that's for October of 2014. Let's shift gears to another one of our outlying states, and that's a great 2015 Alaska cruise.
It is. I'm so excited, and I know the next time we talk, we will really get into it a little bit more in depth, but just to kind of give everybody the heads up, mark your calendars. It is time. I had mentioned, you know, it's been about 3 years since I've gone, obviously with the Hawaii snuck in the middle there. And so everybody's been telling me, when are you going back to Alaska? We want to go with you. When are you are always ready to do this? So I promised July of 2015 that we would be doing this. I've got the date set. I'm just firming up just a few more things right now to finalize the prices and the brochures. But I want everyone to mark on their calendar April 16th, which is a Wednesday, this year, so coming up, you know, in just a month from now, at All Aboard Travel at 6 o'clock, I'm going to have the official Alaska kickoff. So we'll definitely have everyone give a chance. You'll hear about it a little bit more next month, but call an RSVP. I'm going to do it two ways. I've got a group that we've been working on for a long time that is adventure. And anybody knows me that most of the time, as long as it doesn't have to do with heights, I'm good to go with just about anything. So, although they do say my husband and I fight when we kayak, so someone might want to give me a clear berth while we're doing that. But I have a 9-day plan for an Alaska adventure and explorer tour. And again, that's going to be July of 2015. And that's a 9-day land only with all of your adventures already included for you. Takes out a lot of the guesswork. Or for those who are looking for that 14-day cruise tour experience, I have the land tour with me for part of it, and then you guys will have a chance to get on the cruise ship and cruise the last 7 days on down to Vancouver, and where you'll be flying back from. So we'll start off in Fairbanks, make our way down, Don't worry, I haven't forgotten Denali, and I do have that most awesome National Park Tundra Tour included, like always. We'll do a little train, we'll do a little hike, so there'll be lots of different cool things that are going to be included for everybody, and a little bit different than what we've done in the past, but I think everyone's going to really like it.
And July's probably the perfect time of year to go, isn't it?
It is awesome. And that's one reason why I'm holding the rates so far in advance, because I can get those better prices for July than I can waiting, until it gets a little bit later. All of a sudden, people realize that July is the prime time to go. The better weather, for all of those who say, Alaska's too cold, you know, you do get a chance to get that little bit more warmth there. The solstice is at the end of June. I think it's June 21st, if I remember right. And so you've got 24 hours of daylight. So you can get a lot done in one afternoon. And I'm going to show that to you for my adventurers while we're moving around in a couple days. So lots of great things to see. If you haven't experienced Alaska yet, or maybe you've already done the cruise and you loved seeing the whales and the eagles and some of those ports of call, but now you want to see what the heart of Alaska has to offer, it's a great chance to go back up and do that. And then the 14-day, of course, gives you a little bit of both.
Good. Christina Boyer from All Aboard Travel, downtown Hillsdale with us this morning. Again, the 800 number is 800-968-8747. As soon as we get done with the show, you give Christina a call and to find out more information about these. But April 16th is the grand unveiling of the trip. There's so many great destinations right here in the United States, like Alaska, like Hawaii, that most people never even get to. Sometimes we think about, you know, going overseas to Europe or other places. But even just right here in the United States, there's so many great places that we need to see.
There really is. You know, even when you start thinking about some things in just the West, you know, we've got the Grand Canyon, and people, how many people have never seen Mount Rushmore, you know, in the Badlands? So those are some different things that are really out there. You know, we're already maxed out at the Canadian Rockies. I think the space is so limited that we did this year of 2014, and that's a great trip, you know, right there in Canada, too, that's just beautiful. And it really, I mean, it mirrors what a lot of people enjoy about Alaska, so that's always a good thing, too.
Yeah.
And whether you're looking for cities or countryside, you know, ranches and whitewater rafting, there's all of that for everybody.
Okay. Anything last minute we should be thinking about for spring break? Someone says, I've got some time now. I can get off work with the kids. Any last minute hints for them?
There is some great stuff last minute. I mean, the cruises, like I said, are amazingly priced. I'm staying in a great hotel down in Orlando next week that is, you know, a fabulous deal. So there are still some really good prices on the land components. It's just the air that seems to be higher. But don't rule out the cities. You know, Chicago, I saw train tickets for $50 a piece, and, you know, the average hotel in Chicago, you usually pay $200, and most of them were $149, $169. So great deals due in Chicago, New York, if you've got your passports, Toronto. You know, so you have some of those other ideas if you're looking for a short little getaway that's not too far away.
Okay. You can give Christina a call, and you can provide some ideas for folks, whether it's, again, planning for spring break, which it'll be interesting this year because I think it's kind of spread over a couple of weeks for some of the schools around here, so it might lighten the load a little bit at some of those tourist locations then.
You would think. It's a little bit different because we do have a huge majority that's leaving the weekend of the 20th, which would be like the 29th, and then the following week after that, I know that there's a lot of the spring breaks here. But fortunately, I guess, but in an unfortunate for us, spring breaks have been going for the last 2 weeks, whether it's colleges or high schools or different things around. So with Easter being so late, it seems like everybody is a little more spread this year.
Okay. 800-968-8747 is the number to call for All Aboard Travel, where you're thinking about that October trip to Hawaii, whether you're thinking about Alaska 2015 July and that meeting where they'll unveil it on April 16th, one of those two, or anything else travel-wise, give Christina a call, 800-968-8747, or as we were talking about earlier this week, if you're thinking about Ireland, you could call you, right?
You sure can.
All right, thanks, Christina. We'll talk next month.
Bye.
Christina Boyer from All Aboard Travel with us, downtown Hillsdale, 800-968-8747 on our travel show.